Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
We hope we're wrong, but our crystal ball tells us that even if the Donald were the victim of an electoral tsunami next year, he's going to plunge the nation into the same kind of confusion and anger he's been fostering ever since he first took his, quote, oath of office. From his first day as president, Trump has been engaged in destroying the heretofore believability of our constitutional system. Methodically, he has laid siege to the Voting Rights Act, to our system of social safety nets, called entitlements, Medicare and Medicaid, the War Powers Act, the legitimacy of the House's power of the purse, the value of immigration, health insurance, K through 12 education, and the worth of our intelligence services. In effect, anything that existed governmentally when he arrived on the scene in an official capacity has been a clear target for dissolution and lies. He has spent his entire first term running down, taking apart, dissing our national character. In time, he's been successful. We have to admit this. His continual fabulizing about how he sees the nation has been effective. It has confused his base, among millions of others in the world, and caused voters of every stripe to question, doubt, and disbelieve. Trump's earliest complaint, apart from the national character of Mexicans, was that everything American in which we had earlier believed was rigged. His first investigation centered on voter fraud. He named a chair and a committee to investigate the 3 million illegal votes cast in 2016. Within a few months, as is his tendency, he forgot all about this, which is to say he in no way validated what he was attempting to prove. The problem with this particular failure was that as an idea, it stuck in the public mind, as did so many other dishonest presentations of American failure. Sooner rather than later, voters began to nod their heads when he explained how corrupt the American system was. In many cases, he was right. But when he told blatant falsehoods, some people are saying that the mere repetition of the made-up-on-the-spot fairy tales once again began to stick in his listeners' consciousnesses. Eventually, unable to distinguish between sincerity and bald-faced, reflexive, automatic lying, and having put their money on the line, his base had nowhere to go but to follow and force themselves to believe, lest they seem unsophisticated and uneducated. He had help. When the Republican Senate decided he was hugely triumphant, members shut their mouths, started to nod off, and allowed him the entire four-lane highway. What's going to happen next? Well, regardless of any earth-shattering defeat, Donald is going to be able to say, "See, I told you so." And after 3+ years of hanging on his every word, his army is going to be forced to agree. He did warn us, things are rigged, they are trying to steal our leader from us. Is the Supreme Court in our future? Bush v. Gore? Not likely, we think. Even though Trump can be fairly certain how the court would rule, he's not going to take any chances. Would the Senate grant the expansion of the number of justices on the court, i.e. help Trump pack the court so he could stop worrying? You betcha. Or he could start a third round of political rallies and speeches, and then deny that his motive is to convince, once and for all, his base that he's blameless, should violence erupt. Since he cares so little for the welfare and safety of our nation, he's not going to gamble. Besides, he may very well be seconded by international strongmen whom he so admires. What we are facing is a villain. He's the 21st century's Nero. And even though he may be outvoted, he's going to be able to deny that simple truth. But there is no simple truth with Trump, but what he decides will best suit him financially. And no longer being president is not what he imagines is his strongest position. He will, of course, have Fox News behind him, 63 million viewer listeners daily. That figure is half the number of Americans who trouble to vote. We will probably be encased in legalese for the next 4 years. And why stop at four? Give him this. He found someone, or several someones, in his camp who could read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights the correct way, according to the needs of the Donald. Short of a meteorite, how will this change? I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.